to Ikadamasnila, which is Alamadawa Lamalao, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7th line from the top. Right. Ikadamasnila Bahai Lishna. What we said on Friday, the first lesson held that everybody agrees that when Reuven asks Shimon Bahara, Reuven can return Shimon's item, because that's not giving Shimon pleasure, because it's his own item. But the machlokes was, can Shimon return Reuven's item, because it's a question of putu de Rabbi Yosef. Is Shimon getting pleasure from returning the Aveda that he doesn't have to give tzedakah? The second lesson flips it over. Everybody agrees that putu de Rabbi Yosef is not hana. Everybody agrees that Shimon can return Reuven's Aveda. The question is, can Reuven return Shimon's Aveda? He's giving him something. Do we say it's Shimon's item, that's not considered giving him anything? Or we don't say that. So whatever the first lashon accepts that is a given, the second lashon turns it right over. What you accepted in the first lashon and had a machloikas for something else, the second lashon says that what you had a machloikas in is a given, and it's machloikas isn't the first thing. When are you allowed to return an Aveda? When Reuven, right, when the Nichse Baal Aveda is us, Reuven, who is the Baal Aveda this time, is the one that answered Shimon. So Shimon is returning Reuven's Aveda, and Shimon can't have Anah from Reuven. Shimon is getting no pleasure. He's returning Reuven's Aveda. Reuven's allowed to have pleasure from him. And he doesn't have to give tzedakah, that's not considered a pleasure. It's not shliach. Avol nichse ma'aser asur ma'bal aveda. But what would happen if Reuven is returning Shimon's aveda? So now, the nichse ma'aser asur ma'bal aveda, loy ma'adr lo. Mishum, the kamahani lay, he's giving him anah, right? He's giving him anah. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, and Reuven's giving him an item. Right. Which the first lashon accepted as a davar pashut. The second lashon learns it's a machlokes. That the second lashon says that what Mavdi Amar says, when you return somebody his own lost item, you are giving him something because it was lost. By taking the first lashon and what Mavdi Amar and the second lashon says, it's his item. You're not giving him anything new. Tanan. Now again, the pleasure of returning it, that is a mitzvah. That's what we said last time, so that's not negaya. Tanan. Whether when you give back somebody his own item, are you giving him something?
Mitzvah for everybody holds the mitzvah, though, right?
Mitzvah is just the hanah that you returned it. But the item you gave him an item.
So once it's already his, you gave nothing, but you gave him something since it was lost. Why is it?
I can't hear you. I don't know. Why? Because you gave him something he didn't have.
But it was his to begin with.
That's the machloikas.
Yeah.
The bottom line is he didn't have it, right?
Now he didn't have it.
Exactly. Tanan. Malkum shenayt malah eschar. Tipol hanoa lehegdish. In a place where the person who returns the Aveda gets schar, in this case, it goes to hegdish. Now, that makes sense in a case when the guy who returns it, right, the guy who returns it, Reuven is returning, what's happening is, the first case, that Reuven is returning Shimon's Aveda. Reuven banned Shimon, and Reuven is returning Shimon's Aveda. So then, it makes sense. He has to, all right, Shimon has to pay Reuven. Reuven refuses money. Shimon can't keep it. So it has to go to Hegdish. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Reuven could have taken the money, but he didn't want to. So then it goes to Shimon can't keep it.
You're back on the first thing again? You're on the first
half,
the second thing now.
This isn't the second lesson. Okay. Again, Wanda says, in the case when Reuven banned Shimon, Shimon is returning Reuven's Aveda, which is Mutter, because there's no Putu de Rav Yosef, so there's no Hanah. So now, Shimon's supposed to get paid. I'm sorry. Let's try it again. What happened is, the Reuven's returning Shimon's Aveda. Reuven is returning Shimon's Aveda. One of the Amor said that's permissible because you're giving him back his own thing. And Reuven's supposed to get paid, refuses to take the money. Shimon can't keep it because he's having Anoah from Reuven, and he's not allowed to have Anoah from Reuven. So therefore, it goes to Hegdish. Reuven doesn't want it, and Shimon doesn't want to take it, can't take it, so therefore it goes to Hegdish. But according to the Mandi Amar, the only case of the Mishnah is when Shimon returns Reuven's Aveda. If Shimon doesn't want to take money, why can't Reuven keep it? His money needs a lot of pleasure from Shimon. So why can't he keep it? Shimon's coming to give him back, Shimon is coming to return the Aveda, right? And Reuven can't give him money, so keep it. You're allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Who doesn't want it? Why doesn't he want it? It's his own money.
He's not, why did he want it in the first place?
Because somebody's paying him. He doesn't want to get paid for a mitzvah. That's what the Rush said earlier, and we spoke it out. Some people don't want to take somebody else's money. But to keep their own money is not a problem. Now, if the guy keeping the money can't have pleasure, that's a problem. But here, it's his money. He's allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Keep it. Right? If he doesn't want to, if he wants to donate his money, he's going to take. Elam and the Amar, according to the Ma'adabah, it says Reuven can't return it to Shimon. It's only Shimon can return it to Reuven. So why can't Reuven keep the money? Why is it going to Hegdish? Dr. Gemara Kasha, we have no answer. Going to that Ma'adi Amar, Enoch Inami, we have no answer. Dr. Gemara writes, Amar Rava, Ha'isul Lefan of Kikir Shel Hefker. Guy had a kikir shel hefker, and the way the Rashi explains it, this kikir shel hefker was distance, and the only reason he had a right to promise it to Hegdish is because he's the only one within the area that can get it. So it's like a guy that says, when I get it, it should become Hegdish, that if it's biyadai, we say it's chal, right? The case the Rashi compares it to is that Reuven has a mashkin by Shimon, and he has a right to redeem it whenever. He can say, whenever I redeem it, it should become Hegdish, because it's biyadai. Same thing here. He's the only guy in the area. It's out of his four amas, so he's not being kind of now. He has a right, but he can go get it. Nobody's around to block him. So that's considered biyadai. He promises it to Hegdish. So, v'amar kikir shel
hefker. But the Rosh says, so, or
about, I can't hear what you said. And then the Rosh changed his mind.
Did he change his mind?
No, he changed his mind. But she said there's no... That was Rabbi Lazar Mitz. I mean, same Rabbi Yitzchak, right? The answer of Lazar Mitz is kasha. There's no tube shot in here. He changed his mind. He had a kasha on his first shot, and he answered by saying it's out of the Dalet Amos. So why should I learn that it's going with it, Dalet Amos? He changed his mind, Darash.
Why did he bring the second shot?
Write him a letter. Hey, what can I tell you? There's a lot of letter writing going on. What am I supposed to tell you? Where does it say Tub Shatim? He brings the Pashim Shat in the Gemara. He brings your Blasim Mitzvah Kasha.
Therefore, I want to change it.
You want to learn it Tub Shatim? I'm not going to argue with you. I understood that the Rosh changed his mind. If you want to learn it Tub Shatim, I'm definitely not going to go argue with you. But when I explained it now, I explained the last shot. You want to learn Tzum Shatam Zundayt? I have no problem.
What does Neima mean? Neima Heisul Lefanav, let's say?
Where? Yeah. Neima say a different case. Where it is. There was a business
card. Oh, that's what he suggested. Well, here. I thought it was, excuse me, okay.
Again, I don't have a problem with Tzum Shatam. But the Rush, usually when he says Tzum Shatam, says, I don't know. You could learn it either way. I'd be comfortable either way. I was more comfortable saying they changed his mind. I have no problem. If he takes it to eat it, so he's taking it out of Rishos Hegdish, and he wasn't the gizmer, because he never took it for himself. It was not his. It was never in his Rishos. Right? A gizmer is somebody that donates an item of his own, becomes an automatic gizmer. So if he takes it, it's not considered taking it out of his Rishos. Here it's considered taking it out of his rishos. So ma'al of hikula, he's by v'mila. Lo'i rishul abanav, that means he didn't even want to take it. He just wants to take it for a future that his kids should yarsh in it. And his kids aren't zeicha. because his kids don't want Isser. Built in, they don't want to be kind of Isser. Therefore, Mo'el would be kind of Sanoshebo. He's only Mo'el about the, how much the kids are makir type to him that he got him something. Okay, here we go. Everybody loves this Gemara. Kikri alecha. A guy bans his kicker on somebody else. Now, if he gave it to a third party, it would be permissible. Everybody agrees. But he gave it directly to the guy. It's not his anymore. But he gave it directly to the guy. It's not his. Can he? Is it mutter or not? To a third party, then the guy can use it. It's not his anymore. He said kikri. He didn't say kicker staff. He said kikri. Now the question is, what is he banning? What is banned by kikri alecha? What is he banning? I mean, the guy can't eat it without his permission. You don't have to make a netter. Just don't give it. Don't invite him. Don't give him his food. Don't give him the food, whatever you want to do. But what are you banning?
When he gives him the matana, is he trying to say to him, you can eat it now?
Well, it's yours. Do whatever you want.
Right, so what's the question?
So what's kikri alecha asering? When can't the guy eat it?
I mean, using lashon kikri, that must...
No, a kikri means when it's mine. The question is, what is the purpose of the netter? What is he banning him?
Someone in the shir said...
Oh, I love that. Yeah, go ahead.
He's having charata, what he said originally.
So you go to bed and you're matter. I understand you. You make a netter, you go to bed and you're matter the netter. I think that person that said it in the shir, I think, was answered the same way then. Kikri alecha. Kikri amalei. He said kikri. Only when it's his. And when he gave it to the guy, it's not his anymore. Or maybe he's saying, this is what I can't do. I can't give it to you. Because if not, what else is he doing? Amalei. And here we go. Amalei. This, I'm going to learn the first shot in the rush. Now, the first shot in the rush, there's a difference in the nuance. But the pshat in the Gemara is the same. There's a difference in the nuance, but the pshat in the Gemara is the same. Amalai, pshita, the avagav diyavale b'matana aser. Why? Why is it pshita that it's aser? Because elikikri alecha lafukimai. What are you excluding? What else is he asering? Lafukidigam v'mingav? Is it coming to exclude that if the guy steals it, he can't take it? What are you excluding? Right? What are you trying to exclude? If it's not excluding that you can't give him as a present, what in the world are you trying to exclude?
What scenario can you come up with where he's limiting his...
Exactly. What are you limiting?
Meaning, Matana, we're going with the son now, Matana would be good?
If you would say Matana would be good, so then what are you limiting?
So I'm limiting Gneva.
Is there a habit you need a netter to limit Geneva?
If I can't give it to him,
no, yeah. If you could give it to him, if you could give it to him, what are you limiting? So that's what the Rosh brings down at first. And then Gemara answers, I'm only lying. Which the Rosh explains. That if you invited him to eat, and you said tikri alecha, you're only banning that loaf, not other loaves. That was the purpose of the netter. To make it limited, you don't want to ban all the loaves, only this loaf. But enochinami, maybe it's us to give it to him. And what you're banning is that if you did it when you invited him, you only meant this loaf, not any other loaf. That's the way the Rush learned at first. The problem with this pshat is, the Rush had a problem. Is that the case of Gneva, right, Manushach, did he not be Miyayish? That's straight from him. Did he Miyayish? Then it's like giving it to somebody else, and it is Mutter. So what does the Gemara mean? Are you excluding Gneva? As if something is being excluded. If it's no Yish, then...
The other loaves.
No, that's the answer to Gemara. In the Havamina, when the Gemara said... What else are you excluding? Gneva? Right. So Zohar Kabbalah is a myth. I don't understand. If you're not Miyayish, it's still yours. So what do you mean, Gneva? And if you are Miyayish, I'm sorry?
That's a
myth. He asked this question. Oh, that's right.
The Rush answered.
I'm sorry. You're right. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is the one that sent them shot, and the Rush asked on it. Correct. You're right. Right. So he answers.
So what Nakuda is the Rush arguing with?
Okay, because again. See, I said the second shot, not the first shot. The first shot was that why is Gneva better than Matana? Why would you think the Gemara is saying you can't give Matana? I'm sorry, let's take it back. You can't give Matana because if not, what is he banning? Gneva? Right? Now, that makes it sound the way the first shot is, Rabbi Lazar Mimitz's shot is. We'll take a second. Why would you think Gneva is more mutter than Matana? Meaning, by saying, what are you banning? Gneva? Why does that make any more sense than Matana? That's how Rabbi Lezer Mimitz learned the Gemara. Why is Gneva any different than Matana? Again. Let's try this one more time. You're doing this two times in a row. Rabbi is saying you can't give it to him. Because if you could give it to him, what are you banning? Gneva? Why is Gneva worse than Matana? If he can, why do you think Gneva is more banned than Matana?
Because, you know why? Because
that's what he's saying.
There was no years, that's why.
In fact, the Rush, that's because there was no years. Exactly. He said, I don't understand what he's saying. What do you mean, why is Gneva worse than Matana? It is, because there was no years. He said, you must not be able to give it to him, because if you could give it to him, what are you banning? Stealing? And stealing is no different than giving it to him. That's what Rabbi Lezer Mimitz said. Dr. Rush, of course it's worse than not giving it to him, than giving it to him. He wasn't Miyayish. Therefore, the Rush learns a different pshat. The Rush learns the pshat is, that means it doesn't make sense that Gneva should be mutter. Not why is Gneva different than Matana. Gneva is worse than Matana, so what are you excluding? It's a little nuance. The first shot said, why is Gneva better than Matana, worse than Matana? And the second shot is saying, it can't mean to exclude Gneva. It's the same shot. It's the same thing. Let me try to say it again. The guy said, Tikri Alecha. Rabbi answered, he must be banning giving a present. Because what else is he banning? Now, in the Rebbe Mimitz's shot is, are you telling me that he's banning that stealing is not allowed? Why? Why is stealing different than Matana? So if you hold Matana as mutter, then stealing should be mutter. And Dr. Rush, I don't understand that. I don't think the Gemara is saying, I haven't mean that stealing should be mutter. It can't be. Because if there was no years, it can't be mutter. And if there was years, it is mutter. It's different. So what are you banning? So, Zohar Rush, that is not why he's stealing worse than Matana. What are you banning? Stealing? Stealing is obvious because it's yours. I don't have to ban that. It's mine. He stole my object. It's still mine. I don't need a netter. It's my item.
Wow.
Ever the Gemara.
But by stealing, let's say he was Miyayish, right?
That he gave it to somebody else.
But that
is mutter.
He had some stealing.
You'll take him to cover. He'll pay for it upstairs. But if you're Miyayish, you can keep the item.
You can't look at him and steal it.
Who said he's allowed to steal it? This is what happens here from. I mean, you're so busy with Aveira, you're not thinking practically about the Kenyan. Nobody said he's allowed to steal. The question is, if he steals, can he eat the item? If the guy's miyayis, he can eat the item.
Even though it's taken minister?
Yes.
I thought
he's kind of the item.
I thought
that he has to pay for it.
He has to pay for it. Not metziah. By metziah, he just makes it permissible. Here, he just changes the obligation from the item to money.
Why is Yush like giving it to a third party? Why?
Because it's like Hesper.
But he still has this nether on it.
Yeah. It's not mine. It's not mine. Not mine. So the Rush brings a different Gersa. And that is that the Gemara did, Rava did not say the whole part of Gneva. Rava said, you gave it to him, that if you gave it to Matan, it's Usher. Because if not, what is it coming to exclude? Right? What is it coming to exclude? So the Gemara answers, according to him, the Gemara answers two answers. Number one, that if he stole the kicker, right, what else is he trying to exclude? The Gemara answers that it's talking about that if he stole the Isser, I'm sorry, let's take it back. Right, so in the case of the Rabbi Yaina, the guy asked Hana, Kikri Alecha is Hana. The assumption is that the Hana of a kicker is the fact that he can eat it. That's the Hana. And for the Gemara, no, it's excluding that if he stole it, he can't have any Hana from the kicker. He can't have any Hana from the kicker. That's what it's answering. Meaning, not that he can't eat it, but he can't have pleasure from it. Or it's talking about that he's not allowed to invite him on it. Again, what's the difference? What do you mean? Well, pleasure could be, I don't know, other things, I guess. One second, I just want to read it right. I think what Rabbi Yaitis, what the Rush is saying at the end, is that Kikri Alecha is answering not only eating, but pleasure. Now the Gemara's Kashua, the Rava assumed the only pleasure involved in a Kikri is eating it. So he said, what are you banning? What are you banning? And for the Gemara, you're banning that in case the guy stole it, he can't have pleasure from it. He can't have pleasure from it. He's not going to eat it because it's yours, so that you don't need a netter for. But you're banning, I believe you're banning the pleasure. I think that's what Rabbi Yaina is saying. The second answer is easier, that you're not allowed to invite him on it, even though he's not going to eat it. That inviting is included in the Yisr.
The covered.
Is that for Yish
or before Yish? It has to be before Yish. After Yish, you can have it. There's no way you can ask for it after Yish if you say Kikri. It's not yours. That's what I think it is. Let me get my bite to Ace, right?
So once he has the cover thing invited, can he eat the bread? But he still can't eat the bread.
Well, maybe he can, because if he holds it, someone's going to give it to him. Maybe.
Because he already has that.
Could be. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Yes?
In the first shot, when he invites him, and then we would think he would be able to eat everything. If not, he could eat. That's why he makes the matter to this kick or not.
Right.
Is there an assumption that when you invite somebody to your house, you could take everything in the house?
Yeah.
He's invited for what I give him, what I serve him.
Well, I can serve him other things.
I understand, but he wouldn't be able to eat it anyway unless I would give it to him, which is the same if I don't invite him.
No, because if he would have said, Kikar Alecha, he would answer all the bread in his house. By saying Kikri, he's limiting it that only this one bread.
I understand, but he can't eat it anyway unless he gives it to him. So I just won't give him the bread. I don't want him to eat. The Havamina was what he's got to steal it. When it comes to my house, he also can't steal it. He only gets what I serve him. I don't really see what changed.
Why is it every loaf on the table called kikri?
There was only one loaf on the table. He can invite him. He asks his kikri, right? Then he can give him the other bread. Well, going to the town, you can give him this bread also as a present. Right? Let's go back. Let's assume that when you invite somebody, eats your food, not his food. Right? You invited them to eat. Said, eat everything in my house. And then you say, kikri alecha on this food.
Everything if you
would make
what?
I don't know. Let's say you did tell him you can eat everything in your house. Help yourself. X-ray. Amalei Ashileini Paratcha. Lend me your cow. Amalei Kainim Parach Ani Kadalach. He says, I ban if it's or Nichsi Alechem Yeshli Parelzu. He bans either all Paras or all nechassim, if he has any other paras, meaning this par I need, I have nothing else to give you. And if I do, I ban everything. That's what he said. Or shaleni kedamcha, amalei kainim kainim sheshli shani kani nixti alechem yeshli kainim elazu. The same with the hammer. Benim tishi yeshli b'chayav aser meisa shenit nas nalei b'matana arzem muter. And we understood that to mean you gave it to him as a present. Amar b'achbed avikis shenit nalei deyachar. You didn't give it to him. It was given to him through, you gave it to a third party who gave it to him. Of Ravashi, I can have the Kanishinit Naloi, Rikanishinas Naloi. Fine, we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning.